Where do students in a neighborhood struggling with blight, drugs, and gangs turn? If it's Cody High School in Detroit, it's to Coach Jimmy Knight.
I'm not a counselor, but I got a genuine heart. That's all I preach. Just listen to me. Let me tell you what's expected out of you. You get that, and then you move on.
Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra profiles Coach Knight and students at Cody High School in her new special State of Opportunity documentary, Mr. Knight's Neighborhood. So, Jen, first off, tell us who Jimmy Knight is.
Jimmy Knight. He is a guy from the Cody neighborhood. He went to Cody High School. He lives where these kids in the school live. He lives, you know, right down the block from them. Yeah. And he works in the school through an organization called Communities in Schools. That's how he doesn't actually work for the school district. So he works for this outside group. And his daughters go to Cody.
Oh.
He's basically, I like to call him the king of second chances, because he gave his old neighborhood a second chance by moving back to Cody. He gave Cody a second chance by sending his kids there. And now he's trying to give kids in the school a second chance to try and keep them on track to graduate.
And Jen, this is happening at Cody High School. Tell me a little bit about Cody High School, which is in Detroit.
Right, right. So it's on Detroit's west side. Cody High School used to be what people would call a dropout factory.
Yeah.
So it had a really bad reputation. And in 2009, they started to change things at Cody, and they turned it into three smaller high schools. The idea being that within these small schools, you can keep track of the kids. You're more accountable to the kids. It's supposed to be harder for students to fall through the cracks if you have a small school model. So that's where I found Jim.
And how long has he been at Cody?
He's been there about 5 years, and he was a coach. He was a football coach. He still is a football coach at Cody. But basically, he was going to send his daughters to Cody High School, and his wife, Jennifer, said, uh-uh. Like, you're this is a school with a bad reputation. It's the school in their neighborhood. It's their neighborhood high school. But she said, you're not sending our daughters up there without supervision. And so Coach Knight said, okay, I will start volunteering in the school. And so he would walk around the halls and kind of keep an eye on his football players and keep an eye on his daughters at the same time and make sure nobody got in trouble. And pretty soon, students who weren't on the football team just started seeking him out and asking him for advice. And he did that for about a year without getting paid. And then finally, a job opened up through this outside organization, Communities in Schools. And the principal at Cody asked Coach Knight to apply for the job, and he got it. And 5 years later, here we are.
And Jen, when you were talking to some of these students, it sounded a lot like Jimmy Knight was sort of the person to whom they looked up to and really listened to what he had to say, as opposed to maybe some other folks, teachers or friends.
Right. Yeah. You know, so many students at Cody would say, Coach Knight is my hero, or Coach Knight is a superhero. Coach Knight is my second dad, or Coach Knight is the dad I didn't have. And, you know, there are so many. One student in particular, I remember he was like, you know, Coach Knight just told me, no, man, school's where you got to be. This is where it's at. You don't want to get back into the neighborhood. And I said to the student, I was like, he cannot be the only person that said this to you. You're a senior, right? At this point, he was a senior, a 12th grader. I said, he can't be the only one who told you that. And he said, no, everybody would say that, but I didn't listen to them. I listened to Coach Knight. And I think it's because he's relatable. And I think it's because they understand that Coach Knight is from this neighborhood. Like, he knows what they're going through. He's lived this life, and he empathizes.
So right now, presently, what does a day in the life of Jimmy Knight look like? I mean, you saw these interactions. So he's walking through the halls. Does he sit in classrooms? Is he having lunch with students? What does that look like?
Lunch. That's funny. Yeah, lunch he actually calls the most important hour of the day. He's he's on lunchroom duty.
Okay.
And he says pretty much what happens in the lunchroom can either make or break the day. So if you have a decent lunch hour, it's going to be a pretty easy rest of the school day. And if it's chaotic, all bets are off. There could be fights. Who knows what's going to happen? So, yeah, he doesn't actually go into the classrooms unless a teacher calls him in. Everybody has these walkie-talkies. And so he has his hallway, and he walks the hall. And if a student is acting out or gets put out of the class, Knight is one of the people that's called to sort of deal with the student. And so a teacher can also call for Knight if they're having problems in the classroom, and he can go. And, you know, a big part of his day is basically spent sort of making sure fights don't happen.
Sure.
And so he has these conversations with kids all the time. They can be two students who are going to fight, or maybe he has often it's a group of girls who are friends but are kind of on the outs and are talking about fighting. They will reach out to Coach Knight and say, look, stuff is going down. We're about to fight. Can you come in and help us? And so he'll sort of do conflict resolution with them to make it so that they don't break out into a fight.
So we're talking sort of about Coach Knight's interactions with teachers and with students. What, if anything, are the interactions between him and the parents of some of these students that are here? What is that like?
So he, like I said, he lives in the neighborhood, so he actually knows a number of the parents. Yeah. And he is the one of the people that deals with parents when the student gets suspended, and then when a student gets suspended, they have to come back to the school with a parent.
Okay.
So Coach Knight is one of the people that does, they're called readmits. Mm-hmm. And so he sits down with the parents. But something that is key that we have to realize is, so there are 400 students at this particular small Cody High School. He can work with any of those students, but he has a caseload of students that he works with more intensely.
Okay.
And gives them very specific help. And with those parents, they have to sign a permission slip to let Coach Knight work with their kids. And so he knows those parents pretty well.
And that's what I guess I'm getting at and wondering. I mean, is that a good relationship, or is there maybe some adversarial nature? I mean, does Coach Knight sometimes have to, you know, go to these families and say, hey, you're not showing up for your kids in a way that maybe I am? I mean, I just wonder, mm-hmm, if there is maybe some tension between that. Or...
Oh, I don't think he would ever say that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he does say, I can only be with these students 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
And what they go home to is a whole other issue. And he can't quite extend his reach that far, except to say that he lives on the block where these kids live. And so he does see them. And so he can kind of check in on a student if he needs to. When he drives his car, if he sees one of his students out on the street, he will stop and talk to them. They come over and hang out on his porch. He coached a little league team, which is where so many of these students started out and met Coach Knight. One of the students I follow, Kevin, he met Knight when Kevin was 7. And Kevin is one who doesn't have a father in his life. So Kevin really looks up to Coach Knight.
And Jen, though, you know, every school can't always have a Coach Knight, right? You can't put up a job posting that's like, here's this great, you know, we want a great individual who kids are going to look up to and think is cool and listen to, is from your neighborhood. I mean,
right.
So
it's hard to legislate that.
How do you replicate that? I mean, it sounds like it's working. So how do other schools replicate this? Can they replicate this?
That's a good question. Can they replicate it? And I would say that what he does isn't perfect either. But, you know, I think he's part of the ecosystem of a school. So I think you need so many things in place at a school in order to make it work. And I think having a Jimmy Knight, it should be part of the ecosystem of the school, especially for schools like Cody, sort of inner city schools with bad reputations. And he can't solve everything, obviously. So, like I said, it should just be part of the whole ecosystem of a school to have somebody like this.
That's Jennifer Guerra with Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity team. You can hear her documentary, Mr. Knight's Neighborhood, at this time right here tomorrow. Jen, thanks so much.
Thank you.